Hello, Deloitte.
Yes.
Hey, my name is Harold. This call is in regards to your Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm all right, and you? How are you doing?
I can't complain, cannot complain at all. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line, and I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file your claim?
No.
And did you ever use Depo Provera?
Yes.
Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the spinal cord or of the brain?
The brain.
Oh, the brain. I'm sorry to hear that. Could I ask you, are you interested in participating in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And how long did you use Depo Provera?
From April 2010, stopped in 2014.
2010, 2014, so about 4 years or so.
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed with meningioma?
October the 5th, 2014.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents already?
Yes.
And how did they find the meningioma? Was it a CT scan? Was it an MRI?
They formed, like, different types of treatments. I had a blood test. They drew my blood, made small incisions on my brain. I had a CT scan, an MRI.
Okay. And was it the brand name that you were using, the Depo Provera, or did it, what did it say, like Depo Sub-Q Provera?
That provide Pfizer.
The Pfizer, okay. And how many injections did you usually get in a year? Was it once every 3 months?
Yes.
Once every 3 months, so about 4 injections in a year?
Yes.
Okay. And you did use it through 1992, through the present date. Can I go ahead and get your date of birth as well?
11-1-80.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
Do I know anyone else? Can you repeat that?
Do you know anyone else who was injured by the Depo Provera?
Yes, I do.
You do? If you can give them my information as well, I'll, you know, be more than happy to assist them.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to help out as many people, you know, as we can, so.
Okay, I sure will.
And could I have you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then you spell your name D-E-L-O-I-S?
Yes.
Last name B-R-E-E-Z-E?
Yes.
Okay. And then I do have your email address being first name, last name 30@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
And then your phone number 773-412-0996?
Yes.
Could I go ahead and get your property address as well?
243 North Mason Ave, Floor 1, Chicago, Illinois, 60644.
Okay. And then you said that was Floor 1?
Yes.
Perfect. And then what hospital diagnosed you?
Swedish Covenant.
Swedish Prevalent? Okay.
Swedish Hospital, 5145 North California Avenue.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm sure. And then that's the one in, I was just trying to find that one. And then let me see. So that's the one that you said, 5145 North California Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60625.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And then what doctor actually did the diagnosis?
Dr. Megan Shanks.
Last name Shanks?
Yes, sir.
And were you ever diagnosed with prior cancer?
Yeah.
What type of cancer were you diagnosed prior?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. And when were you diagnosed with ovarian?
the ovarian was 2002.
2002.
Mm-hmm.
Was it stage one?
Yeah.
Stage one. Okay. Give me one moment here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you have your medical records, or would they be at the hospital?
They would be at the hospital.
Hospital. Okay. And now, I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Javetta.
Is that a J-A-L-E-T-T-A?
J-U-A-V-E-T-T-A. And my last name.
Was that a B as in boy or a V as in Victor?
V as in Victor.
Thank you. And then her phone number?
773-699-0454.
And then the relationship?
My daughter.
Daughter. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, and then in order for us to go ahead and pull the medical records from the hospital, we do need the social, or we can take the last four, whatever you feel more comfortable providing.
I'm actually, you know, out of town at this moment, so can we wait till I get there to take care of everything?
Well, this is the last, this is really the last thing we need, so I can send you documents. And then
9367.
One more time, 9367.
Yes, sir.
9367. So let me go ahead and just verify this information here with you. I want to make sure my spelling is on point. So when I send this over to you and the law firm, everything is accurate. Now, I do just want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you have not found an attorney at the moment to already represent you, correct?
Correct. No. Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed 10/5/2014. Your date of birth 11/1/1980. You started using the Depo 2010. You stopped in 2014. You spell your name DELOIS. Last name BREEZE. Last four of your social 9367. Your email address first name last name 30@gmail.com. Your property address, 243 North Mason Avenue, 41, Chicago, Illinois, 60644. You were seen at the Swedish Hospital Foundation, 5145 North California Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, and you were seen by Dr. Shanks, and you were diagnosed with prior ovarian cancer. The hospital records or the medical records will be at the hospital, and then we have your daughter, Javetta, as your emergency contact, 773-699-0454. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me go ahead and send you over these documents now. Give me one moment here, and then I'm going to send you a text. And so you're going to get a text message that's going to say Harold King, Mass Torch Strategies, DocuSign.
I see some just came. Okay, there you go.
Perfect. And then let me send you a separate text message as well. And so this number.
The one came. So I just do the one that say Harold King. But the one say, well, the DocuSign.
There should be a link. Is there just one link there?
I see your link there. It's up here with your name.
Perfect. Yeah. So click the one with my name.
Okay.
And so I just sent you another text.
909. I put yes.
You don't necessarily have to say. Well, for the link, on the link for the SMS text messages, yes, you want to say yes to all of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going through. I'm like, you sending me something, I'm putting it in.
you want to go ahead and say yes to all of that. And then I sent you a separate text message. So that 949 number that you got those two text messages on, that's my direct line. Okay, so I want you to save me in so you always have, you know, contact with me.
I'm finna do it. It say, this last one say continue. Do I push continue?
Yep, you want to hit the continue. And then it should let you start signing pretty soon.
Okay, I push start.
Mm-hmm. And then it should have you draw your signature.
Okay, drawing it now. Adopting sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now why I wouldn't do that? Okay. Now I'm at the bottom. Finish.
Perfect. Yep. Go ahead and hit that finish. Perfect. Yep. And I just got it back. So I'm going to go ahead and get these sent over to the law firm. The law firm you're working with, they're called Pulaski Law Group. And so that's the first text message I sent you. And that's their phone number, that 909 number. They're going to call you from that number in about 7 business days.
Okay.
During that phone call, they're going to iron out all the details for you, basically letting you know the next steps and, you know, the process to this. And so that'll be in about 7 business days, okay?
Okay.
And I did want to ask you, because you did mention you had ovarian cancer. Did you ever use hair relaxer? You did use hair relaxer?
Mm-hmm. Your number, the 949 number.
Yes, that's my direct line. That's my direct line.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you did use hair relaxer. And then you said you were diagnosed, that was in 2002?
Mm-hmm. I did a leap.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's because I was going to ask, because we do hair relaxer lawsuit as well. So that's why I'm asking. But the only thing is, it is outside of the statute of limitation of what they allow at the moment. So we wouldn't be able to get you signed up for the hair relaxer, but we got you signed up for the depo. Okay.
Okay. But maybe I probably have to just go look back in my records here, because
mm-hmm.
seizures out of the blue is just a lot of stuff that started happening. So I got
yep.
your number. So mm-hmm. look, and I'll call you and let you know.
Yep, and let me know, because, you know, a lot of things out here have been, you know, harming a lot of women. So, you know, we're trying to, you know, help as many women, you know, as we can. So, any, you know, as we can get you signed up with 2 or 3 lawsuits, you know, that's what I want to do. So.
Okay. I can text you the names or how to
yeah.
go email?
Yeah, you can text me. That 949 number, you can text me, call me.
I stored you in. This is my number, the 412. Store you up in the start sending them through. All you need is the name and the number, correct?
Right.
Copy that, Harold.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course. You have a blessed rest of your day and happy holidays.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.